Welcome to 12-Minute Convos with Jesus, believers. God chose first to have a conversation with us, His creation. His truth, spoken in one moment, became an evergreen seed for our generation today. The power of a conversation is eternal. Our prayer is that this listening space brings growth and transforms your life forever.
Good day, Sharika Sanders. How are you doing today?
I am well, and how are you?
Yeah, I'm great. What happened there? It felt as though you got like in a tailspin for a bit there. What was that? What popped into your mind?
No, actually, it was something that popped in front of me, the dog. So that.
How many dogs do you have?
Oh, just one.
Okay. Is it a pit bull by chance?
So a lot of people think so because they said he looks like one, but he's a boxer and a bulldog mix.
Oh, that's cool. So the episode right before you, the guest, like, they called her pit bull because of how she hustled, yeah? So it's very cool that that just happened. So tell me about yourself in terms of specifically transitioning, as you mentioned, from what feels like a job that took every hour of your waking life to deciding to be someone that was going to show up for their family in a way that made them fully be present. Yeah, that's what it feels like when I read about you and listen to you. Is that accurate, first of all?
I would definitely say that's accurate. I thought I was before. I was not. It was like a lot of people, I feel like their stories start off, it was COVID. And that was kind of like it was for me during COVID and having to work from home and having my family say, you're here, like, typically it's you leave early, you come home later, you come home and then you're online and all of these different things. And so it really made me look at how I showed up. And so when it was time for us to go back to work, I started to kind of feel like, I think my time is up. But I thought it was just with that company, because if anyone had asked, I would say, look, I would never be an entrepreneur. Some people are meant to be in corporate, W-2 all day, every day. Like, that other side is not for me. And I thought I just needed to go to a different company because I just felt off. And so I did just that, and better company, but I still didn't feel settled or even fulfilled, you know, still great at what I did, but just something was missing. And so as a woman of faith, I even though at that point I wasn't walking into it nowhere near as purposeful as I am now, I knew that I needed to fast. And so I just asked the Lord during that time, like, please show me what is it that I need to do? What is it that I need to adjust? Where is it you're calling me to go? And I thought the answer was going to be a magical organization with my leadership role, my great salary and bonuses and a great team and just having that perfect balance. And while he gave me that, but in entrepreneurship, a place I never thought I would be, but it was just during that time, that's all I saw everywhere I looked. It was ads about it. It was, how do you get your business coach? And this is how you would work on the corporate contracts and all of these different things. I went to dinner with a friend and she was asking me about my business. We've never talked about me having a business. And it was just like, Lord, is this what you're really? And so that's, you know, I put in a 90-day notice because I was scared and thought maybe I was just way off. And I was like, so if I am off, Lord, just, we have 90 days. Can you just correct me? Because, you know, they don't want me to leave anyway. So just, you know, show me. And that didn't happen. And so I left corporate and started my own company, still doing very much the same thing, working with accounting teams, rebuilding accounting teams, helping them through audit. And I still felt like something is off. And when I finally just went back and truly surrendered and say, am I really doing what you're telling me to do? It was no. I want you to first, I called you out of that place because that's not who you are. That's not who I called you to be. This person that's striving, working all hours and doing all of these things. And so it was through a space of pruning and growth that I was then shown what it was that I am to do, which is working with other women, wives and moms of faith, who are trying to lead at home, trying to lead in their business, also trying to manage a home, but wanting to be successful in their career and successful in their relationship with God without the guilt or feeling like they have to give up one for the other. And so it was through my own transformation that I am now doing what I do today.
So there are two transitions between elements of you developing into who you are today. Do you believe that there's possibly going to be another gap when you look back 5 years from today that you may again need to transition to, or is this final?
I am open to wherever the Lord takes me. I'm sure there will be other transitions because we're all here to grow. And one of the things that's been consistent for me just this year is becoming, and I'm becoming her. And I was telling someone, I really don't know who the her is. I just know that I have to be obedient and move as God directs me to do. And who knows? Because I never thought I would be in this space.
Wow. So when you talk about the goals aligned achieving purpose, right?
Yes. Yes.
Does this match with the life you've lived, the experiences you've had? I know you're seeing how that could be translated to other people so that they can then identify where they are and then cross over, or as you mentioned, they're in their space of becoming as well.
Yes, they're in their space of becoming, and it is where I have now learned to be, because I think we focus, especially when we want success, we focus on what are those things that will get me to that next level professionally, and because that's the main one. But it's not really about doing more, it's about becoming aligned with what you're called to do. And so it's really about helping people understand that, like, take a step back and take you out of the mix, because God doesn't need our help. And just really, focus on that relationship. And as you focus on that relationship, it will change your career, your marriage, how you see and take care of yourself, all these different areas of our lives. And we'll realize then that our goals are what he calls our goals to be, and then he'll give us the strength to make those things happen. But as long as we keep trying to do it within our own, we'll just continue to keep like running and never really feeling like we're reaching that whatever we think that final place is.
I'm intrigued by the fact that you're helping other women walk through the path that you've walked through. And of course, it's relative, right, to each person. But have you met someone that you're working with that their fear aligns with the size of fears you experienced when you were in transition?
Yes, I actually just had a conversation with someone last night. She's a fellow entrepreneur, and she's like, I left corporate, and this space, I don't really understand it. I don't really know what's going on. I don't have the clients I thought I would have, all of these different things. And the first thing I said to her, was on our call, I said, God takes us through things never for ourselves, but so we can help someone else. And I told her, and I said, I'm saying this for you, but for me too, because what you're experiencing right now is exactly what I have gone through.
Yeah, it's scary. So I would imagine
Yes.
that there are people that would really love the services that you offer in terms of coaching. Where would you suggest someone start in terms of what you offer? Do I go to your website? Do I listen to the podcast?
All of the C, all of the above.
All right, we'll see
But
about
my
that.
website, Transform the Gap, and it's GAAP. transformthegap.com on my website. I would love for you to, if you're listening but still a little bit unsure, then absolutely please listen to the website. It's a space where I am very intentional about the women that I speak with each week. It's every Wednesday on all platforms. And, it's an intentional space where we're speaking to women, and having women to guests who have been in a particular space and how they overcame, whether it was in their leadership, whether it was in marriage, loss of a child, all of these different hurdles that we may deal with as wives and mothers, as Christian wives and mothers, and feeling like we're out there by ourselves, but it's really that safe space. So, if you want to hear a little bit more, definitely go to the podcast. It's called She Leads Boldly. And if you're interested in having a conversation, I would love to speak with you at Transform the Gap. That's GAAP.com.
You also have a book out as well, yeah? When you know his name.
When you know his name, yes, for women in leadership. When you grow in relationships with someone, you hear there may be a name that your wife calls you that other people may not call you, or your family calls you that someone you just met may not call you. And it's really just that when you learn and grow in your relationship with God, you call him by his name and maybe what it is that you are seeking from him or how you want to know him at that time, whether it's as your provider, Jehovah Jireh, as your banner, Jehovah Nissi, meaning your covering, as your shepherd, Jehovah Rapha, all of these different ways, El Rohi, the God who sees me. So whatever that place is that you may be struggling in, God has a specific name and way to show up for you in that space. And so it's really just connecting with him on a greater level.
Hey, amazing audience. If you're listening to the conversation and Sharika's voice has captured you, links are in the show notes. You can check those out. Sharika, 5 years from today, you bounce this podcast up, you listen to it. What's a message you'd leave for yourself?
Oh wow, thank great question. I pray that it would be a message of growth. Look what God has done. And look what your obedience and your trust in him has brought you to. Because it's forever a faith walk, it's forever a trust walk. It's not like we get to a certain point and then, oh, we're done, because God doesn't write himself out of any story. And so it would just be, God is gonna blow your mind.
Love it. Sharika Sanders, this is a great pleasure, one I treasure. Thank you for being on What is Inspired by 12 Minute Convos.